It was when I found out I had to talk that school became a mystery, that the silence became a mystery. I did not speak and felt bad each time that I did not speak. I read aloud in first grade, though, and heard the barest whisper with little squeaks come out of my throat. "Lauda," said the teacher, who scared the voice away again. The other Chinese girls did not talk either, so I knew the silence had to do with being a Chinese girl. Reading out loud was easier than speaking because we did not have to make up what to say. But I stopped often, and the teacher would think I'd gone quiet again. I could not understand I. The Chinese I has 7 strokes, intricacies. How could the American I, usually wearing a hat like the Chinese, have only 3 strokes, the middle so straight? Was it out of politeness that this right or left of strokes, the way a Chinese has to write her own name, is small and crooked? No, it was not politeness. I is a capital and U is a lowercase. I stared at that middle line and waited so long for its black center to resolve into tight strokes and dots that I forgot to pronounce it. The other troublesome word was here. No strong consonant to hang on to, and so flat, when here is to maintain those ideographs. The teacher, who had already told me every day how to read I and here, put me in the low corner under the stairs again, where the noisy boys usually sat.